The fourth, he is going to introduce the word sankalpaha. Sankalpaha. Sankalpaha is superior to the manaha. The phenomenon called sankalpa, it's all mind only now, isn't it? But you're understanding subtle difference. The phenomenon called sankalpa is what now? Superior to the phenomenon called desire or will obtaining in the thought in the mind. What is sankalpaha? How it is superior? You will see here now. Sankalpo vava, sankalpo vava, manaso bhuyan.
Manaso bhuyan.
There ends the sentence. Sankalpo vava, manaso bhuyan. Sankalpo vava, manaso bhuyan. Sankalpo means what? Sankalpaha. In sandhi, sankalpo is a sankalpaha. The sankalpaha is bhuyan, manaso bhuyan, manasaha bhuyan, greater than the mind. Sankalpa is greater than the manasyanam. Sankalpa is greater than the manasyanam, greater than the, what now, the desire. What is sankalpaha? Why? Because he says, how my this sankalpa is greater than the, superior to the desire. He says in next sentence,
yada vai
sankalpayate,
sankalpayate
atha manasyati. See, yada vai sankalpayate atha manasyati. See, a person desires to do something, entertains the desire up to her thought to do something, when only when the person decides first. Desire to eat or desire to do something, desire to go somewhere is possible only when you make up your mind first, isn't it? When you decide where to go. You decide where to go, then you desire to go. Decision, so desire presupposes decision, comes first. Decision. See, decision or judgment, conclusion involves many things. But desire is only one thing, involves only one thing. I'll give you the example here. Even if you happen to go to IKEA and you want to buy some sofa set, okay? And so many are there. Of course, the desire for sofa set makes you go there. But desire to buy, before you decide to buy something, you have to decide what you are going to buy, isn't it? And you go walk from one corner to other corner, and many floors you walk up and down. Why? This slogging, the moving around, go to all these corners and leave IKEA again, go to another IKEA also. You know, because they have better shops or better colors or anything, better design and better texture and better material. You look for so many things, better, better, better. So you go all over. Which means, before you make a decision, before you conclude, before you decide, what now? You really analyze. You really inquire into which is better. And you decide decide what is better, then you desire to buy that you think it is better. So desire to buy something is possible only when you decide what to buy. Isn't it? Decision. Similarly, before activities also, before performing actions also, you really, what now, you think, you go along with those actions. You see, what is the proper action, what is improper action, what is appropriate to do in a given situation, what is inappropriate. You see the pros and cons, you analyze what is right and what is wrong, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. Isn't it? Which means, you have to analyze, take all the actions and be with all the actions and then see all the actions, then you distinguish the right ones, appropriate ones from the wrong ones. You discern. That's why here, sankalpaha means discrimination or discerning, or I can say what now, decision, appropriate decision based on the appropriate analysis or inquiry is called what? Sankalpaha. Only after decision, the desire to do that comes. Is it clear? So here, so sankalpayate first decides, judges what is appropriate, then what? Athamanasyati, then desires. First decides, then desires to do. Is it clear? Sankalpayate means what? Decides, judges, discerns, then what? Desires. That comes manasyati. First you decide what to talk. First you say, what I say, what is appropriate to, suppose you happen to talk somewhere. What to talk, what is appropriate to say in a given situation. What is inappropriate? Then you decide, okay, this is what is appropriate to say. If I say this, it will be inappropriate. If I say this, be appropriate. You first you decide. Then, you after decision, you desire, you like to say what is appropriate. Then you say. Then the words come, isn't it? So he says, sankalpayate, say no, sankalpayate, yada vai sankalpayate,
yada vai sankalpayate,
athamanasyati,
athamanasyati.
And after desiring what? Atha vachamirayati, vachamirayati, then he utters, vacham irayati, then only he speaks, decides what to speak, then desires to speak, then he speaks, vacham irayati, he speaks out the words, tam, okay, vachamirayati,
vachamirayati,
tam,
u,
namni rayati, namni rayati. Now, what now? When the speech comes, okay, then the words are there. When the words are there, namni mantraha, ekam bhavanti, only through the words, mantras also come, isn't it? Mantras in the form of words, come. Then mantreshu karmani, and where are the karmas? All the knowledge of rituals, isn't it? The rituals are where? The rituals are in the form of words. Okay, do which karma to do? The rituals are in the form of words, and words are in the form of the what now? Through the organ of speech they come out, and that is possible only when the desire to speak comes. And desire to speak is possible only when you decide what to speak. For decision first, a judgment first, discrimination first, then comes the desire, then comes the function of the organ of action, then comes what? The very action. In fact, Shankara says beautifully, sankalpaha api manasyana vate antahkarana vritti. Okay, that's not the mantra, sorry. I am reading it as Bhashyam. See, what is sankalpaha? Laikti manasyanam. What is manasyanam? Manasyanam means desiring. The desire of a phenomenon, a subtle phenomenon, obtaining in the form of a thought in the mind is manasyanam. Antahkarana vritti. In the same way, what is sankalpaha? Sankalpaha is also another subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought. Sankalpa is also thought. Manasena, desire also is thought. Where do you make decision? Where is decision? Where is your conclusion? That from thought only. Antahkarana vritti. Decision is also antahkarana vritti. Obtaining from a thought. And desire also is what? A phenomenon obtaining from a thought. So he says, manasyanavat antahkarana vrittihi. Sankalpaha is also like the desire, another thought modification. Okay? Another phenomenon obtaining from a thought in the mind only. Don't think anything different. Sankalpa is also, where is sankalpa? Sankalpa is also another phenomenon obtaining in our thought in the mind. Okay. Now he says, Kartavya. I let me tell you what is Shankara's definition of Sankalpa. Look at this. Kartavya, Akartavya, Vishaya Vibhagena Samarthanam. Kartavya, Akartavya, Vishaya Vibhagena Samarthanam. See, Vibhagena hi Samarthite Vishaye Chikirsha Buddhihi. See, Kartavya Akartavya Vishaya Vibhaga means what now? What is Kartavyam? What is appropriate to do? What should be done is Kartavyam. Whether I like it or not, what is appropriate is Kartavyam. Akartavyam means what? What should not be done. Whether I like it or not, what is inappropriate is Akartavyam. Vishay Vibhagena Samarthanam. So discerning, having discriminative knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. What is appropriate, what is inappropriate. What is proper, what is improper. Discriminative knowledge of what is right and wrong. Thereby, making a judgment of right and wrong, then deciding to do the right is called what? Sankalpaha. It's called what? Sankalpaha. And only then desire to do the appropriate thing is possible. Now it's very clear, isn't it? So now he's going to say, may you meditate upon the sankalpa, which is also, what now? A phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought like the desire as Brahma. So sankalpa Brahma upasanam. Like nama Brahma upasanam, Ashabda Brahma Upasanam, then Vagindriya Brahma Upasanam, Mano Brahma Upasanam. Now what is the fourth meditation? Very quickly we are going. Sankalpa Brahma Upasanam. May meditate upon the Sankalpa as Brahman. And here, the second mantra of the fourth section, having introduced Sankalpa as the, what is Sankalpa? How Sankalpa is superior to Brahman, superior to the mind, desire. He says now in the second mantra, there's a poetic, presentation. Upanishad presents like a poetry here. It seems all the elements are also making sankalpa. All the elements also what now? They make the sankalpa. It seems. How does elements make the sankalpa? No? Like poetically it is presenting here. tani hava yetani sankalpa ekayanani sankalpatmakani sankalpe pratishthitani. So therefore all this, all the objects here, all the objects indicated by the words, all the words and all these, you know, even the organs and all of them, all their functions, the activities, all of them are based in what now? Even the desire is based in the first of all sankalpa. The decision, conclusion, discrimination, discriminative knowledge of appropriate and inappropriate, that is where even the desire itself is there. All of them are based in the sankalpa. Therefore, now from the standpoint of the worldly objects, from the standpoint of the words indicating the objects, from the standpoint of the organ of speech, the standpoint of all the organs of actions, from the standpoint of the very desire which impels the, you know, because of which organs of actions, the function, because of which actions are possible, and all of, relatively, from the standpoint of all of them, sankalpa is superior. Sankalpa is greater than even the desire. Therefore, what now? Sankalpa is everything originated from sankalpa, everything exists in sankalpa, everything resolved in sankalpa. When you say sankalpa is superior, sankalpa is like the relative cause of all of them. So where do all the desires reside, originate from? Sankalpa. So where do all the organs of actions originate from? Sankalpa. Where do all the actions originate from? Sankalpa. Understand? If all results of actions originate from sankalpa. Originate from sankalpa, where do they exist? In sankalpa. And where do they resolve? In sankalpa. Why? Sankalpa is the cause of everything. Sankalpa is relatively superior, relative cause of everything. Isn't it? So that's what is said in the taniva yetani sankalpe kayanani. All of them originate from sankalpa. Sankalpatmakani, they remain in sankalpa. Sankalpe pratishthitani, they resolve in sankalpa. Isn't it? Everything is in sankalpa only. So sankalpa is superior to the manasyanam, the desire. Now there onwards, it seems all the elements also make their sankalpa, make their decision before they start functioning. It seems, look at this. Sankal, sanklupata, samakal, samaklupatam, samaklupatam. Next sentence, samaklupatam, dhyava prithivi. Dhyava prithivi samaklupatam means what? Even the space, no, makes sankalpa, decides. The prithivi decides, makes sankalpa. Then, samakalpetam vayuhu. Even the wind makes a sankalpa. Wind makes a decision. Akashancha samakalpantapascha tejascha. Now all these elements also make their sankalpa. See, the earth also first makes a decision. Let me rotate. Okay, the desire. You know, I should rotate or not? I should rotate. What's apart from the part of the earth? Imagine the earth does not rotate. We'll be sitting in darkness, my God, forever. Isn't it? Or we'll be scorched in the sun all the time. So earth, it seems, the earth does the sankalpa. Should I rotate or not? Yes, it decides. what's appropriate from the part of the earth, rotating is the right appropriate from the part of the earth. Then there's a desire to rotate comes. Then it rotates. The same way, Vayuhu. Should I blow or not? Stand still one place? No. I should keep blowing. Let it all the elements also, it seems, don't ask me whether, okay? Upanishad presents here, like in poetic language, all the elements seem to be, what now, making the sankalpa, decide, okay? They also make the sankalpa, they make the decisions on what is appropriate on their part to do, and that based on their sankalpa, appropriate decision, and they desire to do their functions, because they all do their functions. They all function properly. Why? All the elements function properly. No element fails to function. All the elements do their functions. Properly function. Why? Because they're impelled by their desire to be functional. Why the desire to be functional? Because they have made the appropriate sankalpa. Is it clear? That's what I said. Now, Tesham sankluptyai Varsham sankalpate Tesham sankluptyai mean what? In keeping with the sankalpa, no? Of all these elements, when they function, in keeping with their functions, based on their will and sankalpa, what happened? Varsham sankalpate, rains also, what now, makes a decision, okay, let me shower now, okay, let me pour, varsham sankalpayate, the rains also make the sankalpa to pour, to come, to be functional. Then, varshasya sankluptya annam sankalpate. Now, in keeping with the sankalpa of the rains, so the rains function, as a result of which annam sankalpate, the food also what makes a decision, let me be available. The desire on the part of the food to be available, it makes a sankalpa what is appropriate on my part, to be available or not to be available. To be available for the beings is appropriate. Therefore, the food also makes a sankalpa, then food has a desire and food also is available. I'm not saying, okay? Annam sankalpate, annam sankalpate. See, appropriate decision, judgment is made on the part of every being, every phenomenon here, isn't it? So that everything functions. The rains come because of the sankalpam of the rain. The sankalpa, rains had sankalpa, the rains have sankalpa, rains make decision, rains desire, and rains come. When the rains come, varsham, varshasya sankluptya, because of sankalpam of the rains, annam sankalpate, food also makes food makes the sankalpa, means what? Food makes the appropriate decision that I should be available. Then it desires to be available, then it is available. Then, annasya sankluptyai, annasya sankluptyai, prana sankalpante, in keeping with the sankalpa of the food, what now? Pranaha sankalpante, when the food is available, the pranas also make the appropriate decision. Should I leave this fellow out, go out, or should I stay here? The pranas make the sankalpa. They make the judgment and they make they have what now? They make the decide, make the decision to stay in the body. What's appropriate to stay or to leave? Stay is appropriate, isn't it? Oh my God. If the food is not there, they will leave. Food is there, they are very happy to stay. Food is no, if you don't give food, they will quit, leave you and go away. Pranas always need what? Food. Pranas need food. You don't need food, okay? Your pranas need food. Radhaji showing me the watch. Why? Water, tea, tetani. Isn't it? Prana cells. Not, it's not him, okay? He's prana. So pranas need. So here, the prana, no, pranaha sankalpante. Very poetic, isn't it? Pranas make the sankalpa. Pranas make the appropriate decision on their analysis that we should stay. Okay? And as for the decision, the desire to be there, thereby they remain. Okay? Now, prana. Let me finish these two sentences. Prana nam sankluptyai. Nam sankluptyai. Mantra sankalpante. Mantra sankalpante. Now, where are pranas, where there is energy, where there is stamina, only there mantras can be uttered. The person who is weak and no strength and no food, do you think he can chant mantras? Om Sahana Vatu Sahana. Isn't it? Even after three, four slices of toast, and mantras are not coming in the morning properly. Without what will happen? So, mantras also what? Mantraha sankalpante. Now, mantras make the decision to be uttered, isn't it? To be there. Mantraha sankalpante means what now? The decision, the part of the mantras to be uttered, and then mantras also there. So, utterance of mantras is possible only if there is energy, only if there are pranas. It seems there's a cyclic process of everything shown here. The once the mantras make the sankalpa, then what happens? Mantranam sankluptyai. Nam sankluptyai. Karmani sankalpante. Karmani sankalpante. And all the rituals prescribed in the mantras. Where are the mantra rituals? Rituals make the sankalpa means what now? Okay, let what appropriate in the part of the rituals? Being performed is the appropriate, isn't it? Then the decision, the desire comes. Then the rituals can be performed. So performance of rituals is dependent on what? The mantras, utterance of mantras. The mantras are not revealed. Then how will you know the rituals? What is the phalam? To accomplish this particular end, I need to perform this ritual and this means of performance, the know-how of rituals, everything. Where is it mentioned? Only in mantras. Is it? So, utterance of mantras, what presupposes? The energy, pranas here. Where mantras are uttered, then karmani sankalpante. So when karmas also happen, the performance of rituals becomes possible. The karmanam sankluptyai, karmanam sankluptyai, lokas sankalpate. Now, attainment of lokas as a result of performance of rituals is possible only when the rituals are performed. Attainment of the lokas. See, you may not have interest in attainment of lokas. We are all interested only in moksha. That's a different thing. But he generally, attainment of any pleasure, enjoyment of any pleasure, attainment of any end, artha, kama, dharma, any end is possible except moksha, only if you perform the appropriate suitable action, isn't it? Therefore, he says, attainment of lokas through the parameters of ritual becomes possible only because of the karma, paramana rituals. And he says, lokasya sankalpyai, lokasya sankalpyai. In keeping with the attainment of the lokas, we say what? Sarvam sankalpate, sarvam sankalpate. Sayesha sankalpaha, sayesha sankalpaha. Therefore, then that is sarvam sankalpate means everything becomes possible only because of sankalpaha. Everything happens only because of sankalpa. Isn't it? So enjoyment of the fruits of actions is there means what? Only then there's life. Enjoyment of fruits of life is equal to living one's life. Living one's life means what? Enjoyment of karma phalam. What is living? Living is equal to enjoyment of fruits of actions. If you don't have fruits of actions at all, there's no living possible. Living means what? Living means enjoyment of fruits of actions. Exhausting exhaustion of, we'll have only punyam, okay, not papam. Then let's not think of papam. Exhaustion of the punyam in terms of enjoyment of the fruits of actions is equal to living one's life. Isn't it beautiful to understand? Something nice. Do you all enjoy this?
Yeah.
I really enjoy this. Hey, what is living? Do you think anybody else can defend this better than this? And the Upanishad? What do you mean by saying living? Living one's life means what? Living one's life means what? All of us are living. Every being is living. Living one's life means exhaustion of punyam in terms of enjoyment of fruits of actions. But what is life? Everything that is here is what now? Living means everything that is here is what? So enjoyment of the fruits of actions, karma phala anubhava, is jivanam. Life means what now? Performance of actions. Performance of actions means what? Desire to perform actions. Desiring to perform actions means what? Deciding to do. Decision must be there for the desire to be there. Isn't it? Therefore, sankalpa is the relative cause of even the desire. Which is the relative cause of the actions? And which is the relative cause of the results? They've ultimately, every sarvam sankalpate sayesha sankalpaha. And this is what is great sankalpa, which is superior to even your desire, manasyanam. There are two types of thoughts, okay? Sankalpa is also a phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, antakarna vrittihi. What about manasyanam? What about the desire or will also is what? A thought, a phenomenon obtaining in our thought in the mind. Of this, which is superior to what? Sankalpa is superior to the thought, that is desire. But sankalpa pervades even the desire, which pervades everything else. Therefore, sankalpa is superior. For may you meditate upon sankalpa as Brahma. Sankalpam upasva iti. Now the question comes, what is the phalam? If you meditate upon sankalpa as Brahman, decision also is what? Brahman. Judgment is Brahman. Discrimination is Brahman. Discerning is Brahman. Meditate upon sankalpa as Brahma. Then what is the phalam? He says, Here a little different palam is given. Two palams are given here. Now what is the first palam? Let me finish and then leave you for tea. Okay. The Chaturthaha Kandaha will be over. Saha Yaha Sankalpam Brahmetyupaste. Saha Yaha Sankalpam Brahmetyupaste. He who meditates upon Sankalpa as Brahman, te who okay, Sankalpan vai. He says only because of Sankalpa, Sankalpat, because of the meditation upon Sankalpa as Brahman, the person will reach higher lokas. As a result of meditating upon Sankalpa as Brahman, one will go attain higher lokas. And what lokas? He says, Dhruvan, Dhruvaha. Interesting result, okay? Please understand. Pratishthitan, Pratishthitaha. Avyathamanan, Avyathamanaha. He talks about the three adjectives are given. He will attain the lokas. Which sort of lokas he will attain? Loka means what? He'll enjoy Lokaha itself means object of enjoyment. Lokaha itself means object of enjoyment. He will have the objects of enjoyment in terms of lokas. The person who meditates upon Sankalpa as Brahma, as a result of his meditation, he will have the objects of enjoyment in terms of lokas. And what are those objects? Not something temporary, he says. Relatively permanent objects. He'll enjoy relatively permanent world. Absolutely permanent world. Not there's no world, okay? Absolutely permanent is only the self, Atma Brahma. So he'll enjoy what now? Relatively permanent worlds. Dhruvan. Then, Pratishthitan. Pratishthitan means well equipped. Not only the objects of enjoyment will be permanent, not only the worlds he enjoy will be the relatively permanent, they'll also be what well equipped means, they will be comfortable, comfortable worlds. He will attain the comfortable, which will make his life comfortable. Then, prati avyathamanan. Avyathamana means affliction free. He will attain the worlds which are relatively permanent, attain the worlds which are comfortable, which will make his life comfortable. He attain the worlds which are free from afflictions, which will not cause any afflictions. So, affliction free, comfortable, permanent worlds he will attain as a result of practicing this meditation. Which means what now? Adi bhautika sukham he will have. Okay. Suppose the person enjoys the world which are permanent. If this person having attained the wealth, everything, if he goes away, who will enjoy? So he himself must be relatively what? Permanent. So, Dhruvaha, the one who practices meditation, himself will be a relatively permanent person to enjoy the relatively permanent world. Then, Pratishthitaha, he himself will be, what now, endowed with very healthy, strong organs so that he can enjoy all the comforts available. It is typically like what? A person works very hard, builds a nice house, plans with the architect so long. Where should be the bathroom? How should be the bathtub? And how should be the pujaram? How should be the best, how everything? He builds a house. Then he goes away. Or he is all the time sick. He cannot even move from one room to other room. What is the use? So he must be hale and healthy, physically comfortable, mentally comfortable, that he is able to enjoy all the possessions he has. So he attains the comfortable worlds of objects where he himself is what now? He enjoys, he is in a position that he is able to enjoy all the comforts. Pratishthitaha bhavati. This person is hale and healthy, has strong limbs, sharp organs. Isn't it? Thereby he is able to enjoy all the comforts available. Like a car is there. A car is there, beautiful, nice car. It's a luxury to drive the car. But I can't drive. Why? I can't even move. It's not enough if we get the objects of enjoyment. You must be, I got lots of sweet people give me gifts. Diabetic. Isn't it? So, the object of enjoyment must be there. I must be in enjoyable position also. It's called Pratishthitaha. The person will be blessed with all the good equipments, all the healthy limbs and sharp organs, so that he can enjoy all the comforts. There only then he can say he is comfortable. Comforts minus not being able to enjoy the comforts is what? Is not being comfortable. So pratishthitan lokan he attains, and he himself being pratishthitaha. Being able to be the enjoyer of the comforts is what? Pratishthitaha. Okay? Then, avyathamanaha. Being unafflicted by diseases and illness, he enjoys the affliction-free world. The world cannot cause any afflictions to him, nor is he afflicted by his own body maintenance complex. I have physical pain, back pain and front pain and not that pain. I'm living in the world where no afflictions are there. No problem. Is it? The world also does not cause any afflictions to him. He is not afflicted by his own body maintenance complex also. Is it clear? So, what has been permanent worlds and comfortable, permanent, comfortable, affliction-free worlds he attains, he enjoys. As a result of practicing meditation upon Sankalpa as Brahma, himself being permanent, healthy, strong and affliction-free person. Enjoying, which means adhyatmika sukham also he has, adhibhautika sukham also he has. Adhyatmika sukham means what? If I am physically healthy, I am mentally strong, I am sensually sharp, then I have what now? Adhyatmika sukham. Isn't it? Adhibhautika sukham means, so he enjoys the worlds, himself being endowed with the capacity to enjoy everything. Is it clear? And that you must be healthy, you must be able to enjoy everything also. Sometimes people get all the wealth. The person cannot eat anything, see anything, travel anywhere, has four cars. He can't step out of the door. Like all time bedridden. Or four carrots look after him. He has four cars. He can't drive even one. What's the use? He has four houses. He can't live everywhere. He has no business all over the world. He can't move anywhere. What is this? Isn't it? Whereas he says, the person who meditates upon Sankalpa as Brahma, which means, seeing Sankalpa itself as Brahman, is again, this person becomes much subtler person. See, being able to meditate upon Sankalpa as Brahman implies being a subtler person. Is it clear now? Therefore, that is what is said in this. And I'm stopping this here. I'm not going to go ahead with this. This is the first phalam. Only for this upasam, two results are given. He attains these permanent, comfortable, affliction-free worlds, himself being permanent, comfortable and affliction-free person. Enjoys. This is the first result. Second result, second benefit is, this person will be much more recognized, being more pervasive like the sankalpa. He become more popular. Which this implies, for a person to be able to see sankalpa as Brahman, he must be a subtler person, relatively a subtler person. This is sankalpa brahma upasanam. Now, how many upasanas you have seen now? Nama brahma, ashabda brahma upasanam, vagindriya brahma upasanam, mano brahma upasanam, sankalpa brahma upasanam. Four meditations we have seen. From here, we have to go to another one. We'll see afterwards. Okay? Have your tea and come back. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.